Live from Pleasantville, Indiana, this is RaptureCast, the only radio show that we know of coming to you from after the rapture. I'm your host, DJ Dougie Doug, reminding you that hell is real, and there are a lot of people there right now, burning and screaming, screaming and burning, wanting to get out but they can't, hoping it'll end but it won't end, it never will. Yes, it's packed with people. All right, now on to the show! Well, good morning, everybody. It's another big, bright, beautiful day here in Pleasantville, Indiana. I'm your host, DJ Dougie Doug. The time is 8:30 in the morning, and well, I got some bad news here, folks. Well, unless you're a starving, flesh-crazed cannibal just looking for its next meal, then I guess it's just news. Yes, North Korea has advanced across the Pacific after conquering Europe and is as far west in the U.S. as the Mississippi. Let's head over to our eye in the sky, Dan the Man, Dan Arino, to see where this unstoppable force is at. Dan, we're on day one of Korean Watch. What's it looking like up there?
Ah, geez, Doug, there's Koreans everywhere. It seems that what must be their whole army is marching at Chicago, otherwise known post-rapture as Kingston, Illinois. Seriously, there's a ton of them.
And as we all know, Kingston is the last American stronghold with more than 500 unraptured who aren't all eating each other.
Quite right, Doug, quite right.
Well, it's good to know there'll be at least a few sweet days until North Korea has finished enslaving Kingston, so we can all rest easy at the moment. You know, Dan, this begs the question, why would North Korea insist on this world rampage when they have less than 7 years to rule anyway?
Well, Doug, it seems that all their citizens were raptured, leaving only the North Korean army. Indeed, those people had nothing but God to count on. So now Kim Jong-un needs new subjects, and he has chosen, well, everybody else. Great news.
You know, Dan, here on the eve of the impending North Korean takeover, it seems like a perfect time to bring up Stan's Resistance. Heads up, all you carcass connoisseurs out there. Stan's forming a North Korean resistance army, and he wants you. That's right, Stan's willing to give up an unlimited supply of the famous two eggs and a biscuit combo for only the price of your life in service to his cause. It's a great deal because all those demon eggs are going to make you want to eat a hole right through the hordes of Chinamen.
That's right, Doug. I can see the training camps from here, and boy, are they bustling. Yes, boys from all over the town are lining up, ready to give their lives for the unlimited supply of the two eggs and a biscuit combo. Don't just be hungry, be Stan's army hungry.
Wow, that sounds like a great deal there, doesn't it, Dan?
It sure does, Doug. In fact, if I wasn't preoccupied with my reporting duties, I'd be listening right now.
Well, we're glad to have you here, Dan.
Aw, thanks, Doug.
All right, we'll get another North Korean Watch update in a bit. But first, on to the news. Well, folks, as you would probably guess, the biggest story out of the world this week is the growing North Korean takeover. Here to comment on the matter is old friend of the show, the Empire State Building, who is now living in sunny, un-Korean-occupied Florida. Empire State Building, how are you doing?
Well, you know, it's great to be here, Doug. I've just been soaking up the rays, you know, drinking pina coladas and just trying to the best out of a sticky rich situation.
Now, Empire State Building, you were running out of New York when the Koreans attacked. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, you know, Doug, I've always wanted to take a vacation since as long as I've been sentient. And honestly, I just saw this as the perfect opportunity.
Is that right?
Well, after the divorce from Madison Square Garden, you know, I really was a mess. We're just two very different buildings, and it took us a long time to realize that. You know, New York is a changing city. The buildings there are now all pretty young. And I just, you know, I don't fit in anymore. Here, I've learned how to surfboard. You know, my condo is right by Disney World, so I can pretty much go whenever I like. You know, I have the fast pass. And I fit in here better with some of the older buildings, you know? I get to watch the fireworks every night and soak up the sun and have a nice fire by myself, read a book. You know, just all the things that I never had the time to do in New York. You know, it's just it's a slower lifestyle around here, you know? I play shuffleboards with some of the other buildings and, you know, sometimes we go and shoot a couple balls at the golf course, you know? It's a great place to live.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're having a good time. Now, let me ask you something, Mr. State Building. Are you worried about the North Koreans coming down there to your neck of the woods?
Well, Doug, as you know, I'm a building, so that kind of thing really doesn't affect me. I've long abstained from the follies of man, and, you know, I've been doing a lot of meditation lately. And I've realized that the best state to be in is a neutral one. Really, I've just been focusing on the exercise, the sunlight, and the early bird buffets. I've even thinking about buying a boat.
All right, well, Empire State Building, glad to hear that you're doing well. Thanks for coming on the show and giving your take on the matter.
Oh, my pleasure, Doug. And I'd just like to say, remember what the Dalai Lama said. Happiness is not something you really make. It comes from your own actions.
All right, well, thanks so much. That was the Empire State Building regaling us about his newfound retirement in Florida. Moving on to local news. Pleasantville Mayor Headingston has signed a contract with the leader of the Cannibal Horde and former Raptorcast intern Gregory to start funding an advertising campaign in efforts to get unsuspecting people to visit Pleasantville in an effort to re-up the town's food supply. Yes, the town's supply of human flesh has been dwindling along with population, and it seems we're reaching a critical point as we've already used up our reserves of retirement homes. But there's at least one place in Pleasantville that we all always have food, and that's Stan's Diner, Gun Emporium, and Resistance. Home the unlimited two eggs and a biscuit combo for only the price of your life and service to his cause. Stan's Diner, Gun Emporium, and Resistance. Good home cooking, and defense, and resistance. Don't just be hungry, be Stan's Army hungry.
That's right, Doug.
Oh, gosh, Dan, I didn't realize you were still on the line.
Oh, I'm not, Doug, but using my demon powers, I'm able to project directly into the radio waves. Just one of the many elements of underworld trickery I am hiding up my sleeve.
Well, the world sure is a surprising place, isn't it, Dan?
It sure is, Doug. Speaking of surprises, I just so happened to run into Surgeon General Masha M.D., who's helping lead Stan's North Korean resistance. General Dr. Masha M.D., how large are the numbers for the North Korean army?
Oh, hello. I'm Surgeon General Dr. Masha M.D., and I am real doctor and general. Examining Stan's military technique and strategy, I have determined that Stan's North Korean resistance is the greatest military enterprise to ever engage in the art of war. Stan's army has the perfect combination of military tactics and prowess, creating a 100% survival rate. Never before has there been such a safe time to engage in the act of trench warfare. And I would know, because I'm a Surgeon General and a doctor. A real Surgeon General and a doctor. Stan's North Korean resistance is gaining strength slowly but surely. And we are preparing to march off to Kinston and shove a biscuit combo right down the throats of those rice eaters. And even though victory is all but imminent, we still do need support. So come on down to the training camps with the whole family and enlist in Stan's North Korean resistance today. Stan's Diner, Gun Emporium, and Resistance. Good home cooking, defense, and resistance. I am Surgeon General Dr. Masha M.D., and I am a real general and doctor combination.
All right, well, thanks so much, Surgeon General Dr. Masha M.D. It's been very enlightening. Okay, on to everybody's favorite part of the program, community yard sale. Okay, first caller up is Benjamin. Benjamin, what do you have for us?
Hey, Doug. Big fan of the show. I'm looking for anyone who's selling a porcelain black Santa. It would go great with my black Easter bunny.
Okay, well, that was Ben looking for a racially specific holiday decoration. Next up is Kelly. Kelly, what do you have for us today?
Hi, I'm looking for to sell a few suitcases. Wear the black human hair. I also have a couple of ounces of gray.
Finally, is returning caller and kidnapper Peter. Peter, how's it going for you and your captee?
Well, Doug, we're looking great. Actually, I'm calling because we're looking for an unraptured minister to get us married. We're eloping.
Well, that's all the time we have today for a community yard sale. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Hola, amigos. DJ Dougie Doug here reminding you that this week we're sponsored by Stan's Diner, Gun Emporium, and Resistance, home of Stan's own North Korean Resistance Army, where you can get an unlimited supply of two eggs and a biscuit combos for only your life in service to his cause. Now that's a deal sure to make you go loco. And from a limited time only, there are now spaces open in Stan's Diner Youth, the only youth-oriented North Korean Resistance movement in the Tri-County area, ages 2 and up. So come on down and list the whole family. Stan's Diner, Gun Emporium, and Resistance. Good home cooking, defense, and resistance. Dios mio, what a great deal! All right, now, on to the show. And we're back. Today we have a couple special interest stories about regret from people who have narrowly missed their shot at all the glories of heaven and skipping the 7-year period of horrors, pain, and ultimate suffering that we are all now enduring.
First calling in from a basement he is holed up in is Mason, a 16-year-old from a farm outside of Pleasantsville. Mason, tell us your story.
Well, Doug, frankly, I'm pissed off right now. My whole life, my parents took me to church with them, prayed before bed, the whole nine yards. I even was born again at, like, age 8.
Well, what happened, Mason? It sounds like you had a one-way ticket to the pearly gates. Where did you go wrong?
When I became a teenager, I started to think everything about my parents was bullshit. Especially their religion. But I played along, so I didn't upset them. Did you know they spoke in random syllables and gibberish that was supposedly their own special language with God? I mean, who would have known that it was? It sounded crazy. But then they got raptured with everyone else, and a crop plane crashed into our house. I found my way to this basement somehow without getting eaten. But I don't know why I've tried so hard. I'm going to hell anyway. I'm in hell now. Shit.
Mason, how can you be sure that they were indeed raptured?
It only makes sense, right? Plus, the plane crashed right into their side of the house. I didn't find any bodies. I'm pretty sure it was Dick Preston's plane. And he was in church with Ma and Pa. They were all raptured.
Well, we're going to touch base with you after this next story, Mason. Stay on the line and we'll get back to your sad, sad, and miserable life. All right, cut his line. All right, good. Well, folks, we have a companion story continuing on this theme of survivors who just missed out on the eternal party and are still with us in the deteriorating world today. I have with me in the other studio a couple who picked the lock to the loading dock door and snuck in yesterday. They promptly locked themselves in the studio opposite myself as they have somehow managed to avoid the delicacies of human flesh. I promised I won't hurt them, but I understand it's hard to believe me when I'm wearing a Stan's Diner Big Eater bib and have the unmistakable glint of feral hunger in my eyes. Tammy and Curtis, tell us why you're here on the show today.
Well, it's very difficult for us to talk about this today. You see, we thought it was best to bring our children up in the church.
Give them a solid moral foundation, you know? But we were grown-ups. We didn't want to follow all those dumb rules and shit. I mean, treat your body like a temple? Hell no. I'm gonna have 9 to 20 beers with the boys on a Friday night, because I just can't stand the government.
So we weren't entirely honest with our boy. When we took him to Sunday school, we would duck out the back way to catch the pregame show for football at the bar down the street. Oh, I'm so ashamed.
Actually, on the night of the rapture, we put him to bed, prayed with him that he wouldn't die or nothing, then snuck out and hit up the titty bar in town. Tammy used to love the titty bar.
It's true, I absolutely did. But when the rapture happened, we weren't able to get home until the following night. And we found no trace of our son. Only our house with a crop plane through the north side of it.
We've been living with all this for weeks now. It's really terrible.
I'm sure that being separated from your son for an eternity because of your own two-faced hypocrisy would be gut-wrenching on a daily basis. But I'm here to tell you folks that you don't have to feel that way anymore.
Huh?
What?
That's right. On just the other line here, I have someone who I think you will want to meet. Mason, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, son, we're sorry.
Mom? Dad? You're still here?
And the best news is that the basement Mason is hiding in isn't random at all. It's actually right here in our very own Rapture Cast studio.
Oh, honey! We can be a family again!
Well, I have to admit that I was going to reunite this family, and as much as this serious dysfunction reminds us all of a better time with our own kooky relatives, I'm actually just starving, so I'm gonna go down to the basement to eat Mason and ration him off until I can find a way through that soundproof glass.
No! My son, don't, please! Stop!
Sorry, folks, but you know that I have an impatient streak and I am a sucker for that sweet, sweet human meat. Mm-mm, come to Dougie!
What the heck? Well, folks, I'm hearing what appears to be air raid sirens. Let's get another North Korean watch update with our eye in the sky, Dan the Man, Dan Arino. Dan, what's the holdup up there?
Well, Doug, it seems that the North Koreans have pulled one over on all of us and set a significant amount of their force to loop around southern Indiana. It seems my earlier reporting was incorrect.
Well, Dan, I know that me, along with all of the RaptorCast family out there in Radio Land, are wondering, what the fuck, man? Didn't you see him coming? Like, this is your job. You're supposed to keep an eye out for this sort of thing.
Look, Doug, I do feel bad. Of course I'm going to feel bad. You don't have to rub it in. It seems these North Koreans just slipped by me. There were too many to count, so I didn't. How could I have known a few of them were ditching the party?
I don't know, Dan. Maybe because you're a demon who can fly really high up in the air, ideally where you can see everything, and maybe if we had some sort of segment called, North Korean Watch that you were in charge of, I would expect you to make that sort of thing out. I guess that's why I'm a bit miffed here, Dan.
Firstly, Doug, I do not appreciate that tone, and secondly, if you're going to blame me for every little mistake that could commit you to a torturous life of servitude to the suspected Antichrist, then I don't know if I want to be around you. I don't need this job. I do it because I thought you respected my reporting. You don't get pissed at the weatherman every time he doesn't forecast it, and it rains, do ya? You know, I don't need this. Good luck having your teeth pulled, you selfish, mean-hearted cannibal.
Dan?
Well, folks, it seems I'm to get out of this bind and somehow fight my way through or sneak around the North Koreans. I'm going to need to form an unlikely alliance with the hypocritical farm people still alive in this building. Which means I must also deny the supernatural and intense craving for human meat that I have recently developed, or I shall truly be alone in this world. But it couldn't happen a moment too soon, because that's all the time we have today here on RaptorCast. And if the savage North Koreans haven't completely taken away that beautiful and true American ideal, which is the freedom of speech, or if I don't succumb to any one of the many other dangers that permeate this world of godless hell and apocalypse we live in, as punishment for not accepting the doctrine and guidelines of our one true Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we'll be back at the same time next week. And remember, this week we're sponsored by Stan's Diner Gun Emporium and Resistance, home of the unlimited two eggs and a biscuit combo for only your life and service to his cause. Stan's Diner Gun Emporium and Resistance, good home cooking, defense, and resistance. I'm your host, DJ Dougie Doug, reminding you it's a Doug Eat Dog world out there. All right, thanks everybody. RaptorCast is a Jess Manny production. This week's episode was written by Josh Stobner and Benjamin Robb, and edited by Nathan Frazier and Mitten Sony, because we can't let anything go. This week's episode starred Manny Bungu as Surgeon General Dr. Masha MD, and Spencer Gusdorf as the entire farm family. As always, Nathan Frazier played the Empire State Building, and Dan the Eye in the Sky, Dan Areno, and Mitten Sony played DJ Dougie Doug. To learn more about RaptorCast, subscribe to us on iTunes, or visit facebook.com/RaptorCast.